Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. You've heard me teach things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others. Every sensible organization needs to reflect on its succession planning. Leaders come and go, and it's important that careful thought is given to the way in which potential new leaders are identified, trained, and appointed. This was basically Paul's concern in this verse. He had trusted his young friend Timothy to teach the Christian truths, but Timothy, in turn, needed to look out for people to whom he could pass on this responsibility. The precious gospel couldn't just be handed on to anyone. The truths of the faith needed to be given to trustworthy people who could be relied upon to pass them on faithfully to others. The key word is trustworthy. I've interviewed many people for jobs over the years, and however brilliant a person's qualifications are, the most crucial question is whether they can be trusted. The simple fact is that a person who cannot be trusted is dangerous. They may be incredibly gifted or amazingly qualified, but if you never know whether they're going to turn up or not, or whether they're going to return your emails, you'll be much better off without them. Trustworthiness is so crucial that we need to do everything we can to encourage it. This begins with taking the step of faith and trusting someone to do a task. There may be the real possibility that they'll fail. It can take courage to ask someone to do a task for the first time, but if we don't, they'll never grow. Our prayer must be that, through giving encouragement and support, they'll do well and then be in a position to take on more responsibility. I thank God for those brave people who trusted me to do jobs when I was a teenager and then gave me loads of encouragement. That process of trusting and encouraging is absolutely crucial to any church, and Paul knew it. Let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to be willing to trust other people and to encourage them in the work that they do. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which of course you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you. Have a great day.